Okay, I'm up. W4EJA.
Well, Larry's with us now.
I'm wired for sound.
Okay, we're back on. My name is Glenn Rutherford. I am a 66-year-old newspaper editor in Louisville, Kentucky. I was 23 years old in 1969 when my friend Larry Basinger came up with this notion. I need to preface everything by saying he is really and truly one of the smartest individuals I've ever run into in my life.
That's going to cost me. I'm Larry Basinger, and I've been a ham radio operator some 55 or 60 years.
Larry and I had been friends for a while.
We'd sit around and talk and chat. And he got a liberal education in the art and the science of designing and building antennas from scratch.
I remember I was visiting one night his laboratory, which was part in the basement, part in a bedroom of his house. And correct me if I'm wrong, Larry, you took an old radio.
It was a Korean War vintage point-to-point communications receiver.
Okay. And did his electronic magic to this radio. Turned the radio on, and we were listening to airborne nuclear bomb-equipped B-52s being refueled over Hawaii. Larry, I remember vividly looking at me and said, I think it works. Yeah. Early in the spring of 69, Larry, he said to me, I need to build a system that listens to the backpack-to-backpack radio signals from Armstrong and Aldrin when they're on the moon. I thought he was crazy. But looking back on it, my goodness, we don't think there was anybody else who did it.
This is Apollo Control at 102 hours, 12 minutes into the flight of Apollo 11. It's grown quite quiet here in Mission Control, 21 minutes, 23 seconds from the beginning of the powered descent to the lunar surface.
In the back of our minds, I think the whole project sort of hinged around what we will or will not hear that the general public won't ever know.
Yeah, the notion that we might be able to hear something that nobody else would hear was just intriguing as the dickens to me.
The antenna we used for the moonwalk project was a 6-foot by 6-foot framework covered with chicken wire, and that was perched on top of an antenna rotor right in the center of my backyard, and we had a control box in the control room. So it was necessary to visually verify where the thing was actually pointing.
Neither one of us, until that night, had thought of, wait, we got to make sure we see the moon. And it was cloudy. It was as cloudy as London. It was British gray. We panicked, to be very honest with you. You know, looking for the moon, pointing the antenna at various places in the sky. I mean, I remember looking at him and looking at the sky and thinking, oh, crap, what are we going to do?
There's a foot coming down.
There he is. There's a foot coming down the steps.
At one point, we gave up and we went in the other room and we're watching.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Out of a sense of disgust that Larry's dream wasn't going to come true, I went back into the antenna control and thought I heard something on the radio, just some static, and went back in and said, Larry, I thought I heard something here. Do you want to come in and see? And lo and behold, there was Neil Armstrong's voice.
Quality is not a word you'd use to describe what we were hearing. It was
no, but it was there. We were able to hear Nixon's voice coming out of Armstrong's earpiece the moment that I realized this was working, and I saw just how happy Larry was, that night, that event, that look in his eye, that shared experience is really and truly one of the highlights of my life.
I essentially have so much glare coming onto my visor. I'm in shadow. Well, helmet actually get shadow, and then it takes a short while for my eyes to adapt.
We were listening to a 5-watt radio signal from 225,000 miles away. I mean, the fact that he was able to do that just is astonishing to me.
Visibility, as we said before, is not too great, but...
One of them stepped on a cable. You remember that?
Yes, yes, that's right.
Said, watch your foot.
Watch your foot. Watch your step.
Yeah, watch your step.
Watch it, Neil, you're on a cable. Okay. Yeah, lift up your right foot. Right foot. It's still, your toe is still hooked in it.
That one?
Yeah, it's still hooked in it. Okay, you're clear now. Thank you.
Larry moved the antenna a time or two just to make sure what we were getting was what we were getting from the moon, and it was.
When we're pointed at it with the antenna, we get the signal.
If
the moon moves out of the path of the antenna, the signal fades.
And eventually, when the moon set, we lost the signal entirely.
My wife and daughter were watching this whole thing occur on television, a couple of rooms removed from where we were. And when we finally got around to shouting to them that we had achieved this, I think the response was, yeah, we see it on TV.
It's right here.
Someday there's going to be human footprints on Mars.